to my home. Hey,
No?
This is weird.
What do you mean? I thought you would like this. It sounds like Ben sounds to me.
Sorry, I am scat. I don't know if you guys knew that about me, but I trained in professional scatting for all of my grad school years, so I'm pretty good. Oh, picking it up. Picking it up. I'm all warmed up and ready to podcast. How's everyone doing today? My name is Maddie Smith, and today's a solo episode. So tune out if you don't like those. And they're never going to stop, because I love myself, and I like the sound of my own voice, and I like the way I look, and I like being on camera, and I like talking. So if you don't like that, tune out now. If you do like it, then stay tuned. Couple announcements before we get started. My God, you guys, I have a lot of cities coming up where I'm coming to do stand-up. Now, stand-up is an art form where I go, hey, isn't it weird that men blah, blah, blah? And then everyone goes, woohoo! So come on out. I'm going to be in Syracuse. Come out. Come through to that. Providence, Rhode Island. Come through to that. Chicago, Illinois. Come through to that. Fort Wayne, Indiana. Come through to that. Wilmington, North Carolina. So many dates coming up. MaddieSmithComedy.com. All tickets are currently live. So come on out and see my goofy ass. A couple updates for you guys. That dry triathlon that I was talking about, your girl bailed. Your girl bailed. Yep, I paid $20 to bail. You know what's something I realized on Friday, the day of it? All my friends were like, you know, you don't have to go. I said, wait a second, is that true? And I didn't go. Yeah. And then guess what? I went to Orange Theory on this week and they said, hey, we missed you Friday. I thought they were going to shun me from the gym. Is it hot in here?
It's a little warm.
I am already sweating.
You want me to go see if we can turn on the AC?
No, I think we just run with it.
Okay.
But I can already tell I'm about to cook. Mm-hmm. I can already, if I'm this hot, 2 minutes in, I'm screwed.
Sorry.
I'm screwed. Screwed.
Would you like a water?
No, I don't want any water. I'm going to drink coffee and dehydrate myself even more.
Okay, perfect.
So that my urine comes out the color of that microphone stand.
Oh my God. I got an email, a spam email that the subject was dark pee. They're like, if your pee looks like this.
And what?
You want to get that? It was like some.
Well, I want to know.
I don't know. I just saw dark pee and it was like, please.
Really?
Examine your pee pee.
Really?
And I said, delete. Sorry.
This is interesting. So I've been taking vitamins and my piss is coming out the color of a lime green now. So I don't know what's up with that. I don't know if the prenatals are working. No, I'm not pregnant. I just take vitamins for pregnant women. I started taking vitamins recently. Prenatals, which is just regular vitamins with more in it. Mm-hmm. Now, I've also been upping my maca root. Yeah, I'd be taking maca root. You be taking maca?
No.
Yeah.
Macarena?
That's because... Do you even know what maca root is?
No.
Do you even know what maca root is?
I mean, I have a computer.
I thought you wouldn't... It's embarrassing. It helps your hormonal system.
For fertility, libido, menopause,
yeah, I take pills.
More.
Yeah, I take pills for my libido. What do you guys want from me? Guess what? They work.
Really?
Okay. Slippery as a freaking... Really? As my forehead's about to be.
Really?
Yep. My forehead's about to feel like my labia.
Wow.
You know, I don't want to get too graphic on here, but getting on a drug like Lexapro will just destroy your ability to come. Mm-hmm. And so someone, I made a joke on Twitter about Lexapro and not being able to have it. Someone messaged me and was like, I swear to God, girl, get yourself on maca root.
Oh.
And... I was taking it, but then for a while I was taking expired maca from Amazon because it just was sitting in my...
Oh, I see.
And then I got some from Whole Foods a few weeks ago. Immediate. Yeah. Mm. Ryan, get over here. Okay? Because you're about to get your ass blown. I'm wearing two watches. That needs to change. I'm like, oh, I'll never be late. I was wearing another watch and then I put that one. Oops, sorry, Caroline. I didn't mean to throw that right at you. Okay. Anyway, now, I think that's why I was off a little bit because I had two watches on my hand and one was the time zone for Hong Kong. I don't know what was going on there. Anyway, I forgot what I was going to say. Should I start over? I'm bumming. Freaking out. So warm. It's funny, every time I'm leading up to a solo episode, like the week before, I'm like, oh, we're talking about that, and I'm going to talk about that, and I'm going to be really comfortable the whole time. And then I sit down, I'm like,
would you? We were.
I think I just pooped a little bit. Let's play a quick game of Matagories to get things flowing.
Okay.
If you don't know it, Matagories is a quick game where we just get the blood flow moving, and Caroline calls out a category, shouts a letter, and I have to name something in that category with the right letter. You can play at home if you want to. It's categories with my name on it. Go ahead.
The letter is N.
Caroline. Come on. You know I'm going to try to say...
Don't blame me. It's the generator.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be forced to say it because there's not that many N words. This is so rude. You guys are sabotaging me. Well, go ahead.
Menu.
Slurs. No, I'm kidding.
Menu items.
Oh my God. Can I have an order of the nachos?
Mm-hmm. Notorious people.
Notorious B.I.G. Mm. Nancy Reagan.
Okay. Card games.
Oh, let's get a round of Nin Rummy. Nin Rummy. No fish.
Okay.
No old maid. Mm. Old nade.
Mm-hmm.
Card games. I don't know any card games that start with N. Do you? Nincompoop. Hey, let's get a round of nincompoop going.
How about spices and herbs?
Ooh. Oh. Pass me that freaking Neanderthal mix. I don't know. Is there any?
Nutmeg?
Ah! Fucking nutmeg! Yeah, it's a good one. I don't even know if I have nutmeg at home. Anyway, should we move on?
Sure.
Next! I love to laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Loud and long and clear. I love to laugh. It's getting worse every year. The more you laugh, the more I feel with glee. And the more the glee, the more I'm a merrier me. Mary Poppins, anyone? Mm. Some people laugh with their noses, sounding something like this. Some people laugh through their teeth, that and that, whistling and whistling like snakes. Some people blah. Some only blurt. Others, they twitter like birds.
It's a great song.
Great song. Let's go smoke.
Okay.
I needed to blow off some steam. Man, that felt good. What's up, everyone? Welcome, 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 welcome to Madhouse. I am your host, Maddie Smith, and today is a bit of a fireside chat podcast. Shout out FDR. Can you believe FDR like tricked the country that he could walk for like ever?
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. I'm going to do the opposite, but trick people into thinking that I'm in, that I'm like in Wilna.
Yeah.
Which would be like, no, I'm hurt. Push me everywhere. People walk by me. I'm like, I wish I could do that. I love sitting down. You know what my biggest pet peeve is? Standing and walking.
Yeah.
I hate walking. It's the biggest, it's like the biggest barrier to like activities for me. Is walking. Like if I go on the road and I stay in a city like Indianapolis, mm-hmm. where everything was like 0.5 miles away. So it was far enough where I was like, fuck that.
Yeah.
But it was close enough where I can't Uber 0.5 miles. Yeah. That is like really hurt. That is just inappropriate. You know what I mean?
Do you ever think of like when you're walking, like I start overthinking my walk?
Yes.
And then I'm like, I feel like my gait is weird.
I feel like my gait is weird. And I also feel like, I'm also like, what is my posture like? And then every time, because I walk like a shrimp, you know what I mean? Like my posture is the letter C. I'm just like, oh, and I've seen it on bikes where I've seen it on Lime scooters. When I'm walking, it's curled over. I don't know if that's because of like, I hate my body. So I'm just like, don't look at me.
Yeah.
Or I'm just lazy because I sit like this too. A lot.
Yeah.
And, what was I going to say? My posture's bad. But then if I realize my posture's bad, I just go full tits out. Mm-hmm. Like tits forward. Mm-hmm. What is it in between like, hey, how's everyone doing? And like, hi.
It's like your core.
Oh, what? Are you walking into a party? Hi. What, Maddie, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just working on my posture.
Ow.
Fembot tits out. But I think it's supposed to be like,
I think you're supposed to use your core.
What?
It's like,
when you stand?
Like, I don't know.
Hello.
I'm like, I have no idea.
Hello. What am I supposed to be working? I'm not supposed to like make fun of my body, I suppose. Someone yelled at me. They were like, you're skinny. Stop it. I'm like, it's still funny.
It's still.
Even if you're, isn't it still funny to jiggle your shit?
Yeah.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Everyone is serious to the serious, exponentially serious right now. Serious to the LN log of serious.
Yes.
Black. Serious black. Seriously? Yeah. Serious XM? No. I unsubscribe. Too many ads. So. Yes, we smoke crack. What do you guys want from me? By the way, when I said smoking the last 9 episodes, we meant crack. So when people smoke, like, people commented like, how much weed does Maddie smoke? I'm like, it's funny you think I smoke weed. Caroline, get some lemon slices. Okay, that's a crack reference. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Acidic.
Oh.
Bro. Yeah.
Wow. You got that knowledge.
I'm not a crackhead, to clarify. I just do some research every so often.
Yes, yes, yes. It's all good.
Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. Guess I'll go eat worms. Long, thin, slimy ones. Short, fat, juicy ones. Itsy, bitsy, fuzzy ones. Worms. Down goes the first one. Down goes the second one. Oh, how they wiggle and squirm. Long, thin, slimy ones. Short, fat, juicy ones. Itsy, bitsy, fuzzy ones. Worms. Did you guys sing that song in like preschool?
No.
I don't know why. Like, I was ingrained with all these sing-along songs. Mm-hmm. I think it's because we played them on the piano.
Yeah.
But that one was called Itsy, Bitsy, Fuzzy, Wuzzy Worms.
I mean, we were literally taught these songs.
Yeah.
So
it's nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. Guess I'll go eat worms. Yeah. If I'm like, everyone hates me, I'm not going to go to the pet shop and get some earthworms. I'll tell you that much.
Ew.
Down goes the first one. Down goes the second one. That was some pedophilic.
Oh, probably. Shit. I didn't even think of that.
Oh, how they wiggle and squirm.
I'm just thinking about
long, thin,
worms.
Slimy ones. Short, fat, juicy ones. Itsy, bitsy, fuzzy, wuzzy worms. Bruv, they're talking about shafts and bulls. Now, here's a question for the room. Here's a question for the room. Here's a question for the room. You get one guy for the rest of your life. Would you rather have a long chin? Oh, fuck, I can't talk. Long, thin, shiny one or a short, fat, juicy one? What do you go with? I already know my answer.
Probably the latter.
Me too.
I don't know.
I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be rude. I don't want to alienate anyone. I don't really like thin dicks.
I don't know, actually.
Even if they're long.
They're both like, whatever.
Yeah, true. Yeah, because like the short one is like,
yeah. It's a little thumb.
Yeah. I'll take that though. I got to be able to.
Yeah, true.
My hand shouldn't like be like this around your cock. Mm. My hand should not look like a Cinnabon or a snail. It should be, oh, look. I like a wide, like.
Cylinder.
Yeah. Not like, ooh. That's really creepy to me. I don't know why. I don't know why that's so creepy. I'm really sorry I said that to any man who has a long dick. Doesn't matter. I won't fuck you anyway. And you probably wouldn't fuck me. So. People asking me, like, are you going to film a special? And I don't know. There's a lot to think about. But everyone's putting their stuff on YouTube. And I don't know if I want to do that yet. I don't feel like I'm good at comedy enough. My problem with my comedy is that, like, I feel like I do well. Caroline's seen me on like, a headlining road. And I feel like it was pretty good, yeah. Right? But I don't feel like it's, like, internet worthy. Is that bad? No. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean like, wait, I shouldn't be saying this.
It's like, it's good.
I don't feel like it's ready. I want to cook a little bit more.
Okay, so keep...
But people are so demanding. Mm-hmm. Hey, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Let me do my thing. I feel like people are so demanding.
Yeah.
I really just want to cook for a little bit.
Okay, so. Okay.
And focus on the. Okay. That's all to say for people who are asking, are you going to film a special? I'm really focusing on just the live show right now and making sure it's really good before I involve prices of a camera, mm-hmm. a room, the audience, promoting, getting into the whole psychological aspect of editing a special mm-hmm. and putting it out on YouTube, which is a very vulnerable thing. Yeah. And maybe my mental health isn't there yet. That's not to say it's bad. It's improving. Okay? Yeah, bitch. I'm 1 month off the sauce. I don't think I should have announced that. I wanted to do like an Anne Hathaway 5 years in announce it, which yeah. she just did. And I literally blew it just now. Yeah. So. Fuck me.
It's been a while.
It's like every day of my life, I'm like, wow, I really want to be a mysterious, like quiet girl who no one knows anything about. And then I'm like, hey, haven't had alcohol in a month. Everyone look at me. Not that I was drinking every night, but I was getting into that gray area where I was accidentally blacking out. Mm-hmm. And that was really pissing me off. And I have to say, things have been pretty good lately. Time in my day. I have so much time. Mm-hmm. I'll be on my couch with nothing to do. 8 p.m. Hey, activity time. Activity time. Activity time. You know what I mean? Life yeah. is good.
Yeah.
And there's so much to read. Speaking of book review.
Oh. Okay.
I read a couple books since our last book review. And I told you guys I was reading Project Hail Mary. For those of you who are looking at me now, like, what? This is a book, mm-hmm. okay? And books are things that should tell stories, mm-hmm. I suppose. This is a fiction, science fiction book mm-hmm. by Andy Weir, author mm-hmm. of The Martian. Did you guys read The Martian?
No, but I
don't think I ever read it.
They made a movie too, I think.
Yes, absolutely made a movie. Right. Now, I am not usually a sci-fi person, okay? I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm not usually a sci-fi girl. I really like grounded, literally, people. Interacting present day, at least humans. Okay. The space thing kind of freaks me out. Maybe it just freaks me out. So I avoid it. You know what I mean? So I don't know how you guys feel, but, yeah. And then also sci-fi is a lot of like, once you get into the alien stuff, it's like reading, you know, like Lord of the Rings. There's a lot of fake names you have to remember,
oh.
which I have a hard time. Tamiba, astrophage, blah, 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 any-eyed planet, centrifuge. That's just a word, but I had to remember it. So I read this book, and if you want, oh, okay, I look like Oprah. Mm-hmm. I look like Oprah. Coming up. I'm stalling as Oprah. You think they're ever like, fuck, what do I say next? They never show it. Oprah is.
Do they have a prompter they read from?
They definitely have a prompter, but they're good. They're good. Corporate voice. How are you guys? Thank you everyone for joining today. One of the things we really wanted to, and by the way, we recognize that it is Monday an hour before you do need to come in, and we recognize that and we thank you. We will have donuts for those who are in the office, and so far it's just Joan. Hi. Joan's like, eh. Something we want to talk about is workplace dress. A lot of you are showing up in dark jeans, and dark jeans are totally cool on the weekend. You know what I mean? Like after work, whatever, dinner with the girls, that is totally fine. But a couple of our VPs have noted that the jean is a little what they said was unprofessional. And again, like, I know I love to be comfortable. Like, do not get me wrong. Like, Express has never betrayed me. Just in the meeting, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds good. We'll put on pants.
That is such a voice, though. It's a good
question. Well, speaking of, we had some drama this week. Mm-hmm. Caroline got a little knock-knock on her door last night.
Oh.
And you finally met some neighbors who live in your building.
Yeah.
Where you've lived for about 8 to 9 years. Mm-hmm. And they said, what to you?
They asked if I smoke doobies.
Yeah.
And they said, occasionally. And she's like, yeah, because of the smell. I'm so sorry. And I was like, okay, noted. But I think everyone in my building also.
Yeah.
Fucking my building is always. It's
Caroline
always
got in trouble for smoking weed from people who just moved in.
Yeah. She's like, I know.
Bruh.
Yeah.
This is my FUPA. This is my FUPA.
Hello.
If I were you, thank you for calling the FUPA hotline. Hi. My neighbor tried to tell me to stop smoking weed, so I told her I had cancer and I was in recovery. That's what I would have done. Because, bitch, don't you be telling me what to do, because I am 32 motherfucking years old and I pay for this apartment and weed is legal. And by the way, suck on my fucking dick, huh? Okay? You're lucky I'm high right now. Otherwise, I'd bust a cab on your fucking tits.
I wasn't even. I was like dead. So, and I feel like other people in my hall were probably all like my.
I think they were peeping through the windows.
You can hear shit in the hall. They definitely heard.
They were in the people's
and,
like.
Yeah. I'm like, why am I the one taking the fall for this?
Because you were probably the only one who opened the doors.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
Door.
She got me.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was like, I was going to leave a note. And yeah. Never gave me
the
note.
She fucking got your ass.
I was like,
she literally HR dark jeaned your ass.
Yeah, that's what I thought of.
The thing that, yeah, and they tiptoe around their request. You see how
I'm
she said,
so sorry.
She's how she said, it's just the smell. Like, she never said, like, could you, like, it's just like indirect, like, yeah.
It was like the tone of voice.
Hi. No, it's like, hey, like,
so sorry.
Hi. Did they say, like, hi, I'm blah, blah, blah. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, and then she's like, I'm so sorry to do this. I wrote you a note, but like, I just, like, it's so awkward.
I'm like, hey, it's probably for 4 minutes of her evening where she goes, I don't like that smell.
Yeah.
And then it goes away.
Yeah, it does go away.
Stop.
And then I just feel like she definitely talked about it with her boyfriend.
Yeah, obviously.
And so like, but then she didn't give me the note. I should.
Yeah, her boyfriend is whipped as
like,
fuck.
Give me this. Yeah.
If she does that too, if she's requesting things from strangers, she's probably mean as fuck to her boyfriend.
She's like,
did you get a red pepper? No, just the green.
Yeah.
Okay. I did. Yeah. I mean, the recipe needs red pepper, but. Could you go?
Yeah,
she's bossy as fuck.
Yeah,
yeah. Hand like, that to me.
Yeah,
hand that. To, no, that.
Yeah,
that.
I don't
hand that to me. That. That.
This. Oh
no, that.
No,
no, that. Hand that to me. Hand that to me.
Here.
And then me. And then me. Bird calls. And then me.
And then her boyfriend's like, all right.
He's like, Annie,
No one is gonna laugh at this but us. Yeah. I'm so, that's what I was saying before. I'm so glad I'm not a dude because I would have a small dick. Yeah. I know it. I know I would have a small dick. And it would make me a very dark person. If I was a dude with a small dick, I would have such dark energy. I would be so mad at the world. I would watch porn and get mad at the guys. I would be just mad at men in general.
Are men mad at other men? Yeah.
I guess. How Ryan, how's it feel with a small dick?
I don't think the guys are mad at other guys.
I would be like, look at that guy. Like when I see Sydney Sweeney, I'm like, it's rude that like that happened and like, you know what I mean? Like when I see people with like perfect bods, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how is this fair? Lumpy. Or like naturally like tiny people and they just like run around. Oh, y'all have ice cream. And then like, mm-hmm. How is that fair?
I don't know.
How is that fair at all? Or like features. Some people have amazing eyebrows. How is that fair?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just.
So then if you add dicks into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, some people
this
make
is
it
me.
Work.
How is it fair? Okay, you start to understand male anger a little bit more.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? How is this fair?
It's not.
Whereas we just get to have like big vaginas. You know what I mean? But everybody love a big vagina. I'll tell you that much. I will tell you that much. Anyway, I feel like I would have a small dick and big balls. So that's why I'm glad I'm not a dude. Because that's really shocking. Thing to see, it's like a little stump coming out of, you know, a meadow. What's going on in the world?
Did you finish your book review thing?
Oh.
If you want.
Yes.
You can move on if you want, but feel bad.
No, I did an impression of Oprah and then I got sidestepped for 10 minutes.
I
so
think I sidestepped.
I sidestepped all the way over to Mars, speaking of. Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I'm here with author Andy Weir. He recently published Project Hail Mary, which I zipped through in one evening. Yes. And, okay. So, Andy, it's such a pleasure to have you. How do you think the... Okay. We're here with Andy Weir, and he wrote Project Hail Mary. People are really going to think I'm on crack. Is that okay, though?
I don't know. I mean, you're not, so...
Oh.
I don't think.
But do you think I'm acting like it? I was just trying to be funny. When you guys laugh, I act more insane. So it's kind of like if you're in the studio with us, like we're laughing right now. So like the thing is like if you're not laughing at home, it's like yikes, because we are. You're not laughing, dude.
Get with it, dude.
Do you see this guy? He's not laughing, bruh. Must be a low intellectual or a small dick man. All right, so I read this book. It's called Project Hail Mary. I've said this 5,000 times now. Everyone's like, what's up? Long story short. New segment. Long story short. This is a long story. It took me a while to read. This motherfucker has to go to the origin of where the energy, there's an energy around the sun and around Venus, and it's taking energy away from the sun. They're saying the Earth will lose. Basically, they're saying the Earth has like 28.5 years. Before, you know what I mean? So they're like, whoa, we'll build a big solar farm in the Sahara. And they send a guy out. They put him in a coma while he travels light years away to the planet where this energy particle is originating. This energy particle is on astrophage. And he meets another alien in a ship there. Rocky. He names him Rocky. And they have to learn how to talk to each other. Typical alien movie, like figure out the language, blah, 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 blah. And they both realize they're here for the same reason because Rocky's home planet is being absorbed by astrophage as well. So they got to work together to figure out what would eat astrophage, how to keep it in control. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. There's also probably a movie coming out. So that movie will be way better than my summary. Long story short, him and Rocky... I don't want to ruin the ending, but they make it out alive. He sends a little bullet back to Earth with all of the information because it takes a long time to get back to Earth. So he has to use little bullets of information to send back to Earth so that Earth can save itself. You know what I mean?
So I like this book because there are some sci-fis that are full serious. And the reason I like this one was because it did cut back to modern time. So there was a little bit of that fix if you can't do full sci-fi. If you grounding. Can't do full, like, world's not even there anymore. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I don't really do Avatar. You know what I mean? Like, too weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need a little bit of groundedness.
Yeah.
And then also the dialogue was a little snarky and funny.
Cute.
Obviously, it's a sci-fi writer, so it's corny, but it's still, like, funny. It's, like, engineer corny.
I wonder if the alien is, like, going to be a cute little, like, blob. Like,
what? I'm curious to see what the alien, because they, like, said on the night when they were going to back to their planets, mm-hmm. because they had figured everything out and they were, like, mm-hmm. having a celebration party, the guy going back to Earth had a 4-year journey, so that sucks.
Damn.
They had, like, a little party and Rocky came out bejeweled. In, like, a little outfit to celebrate. And he's like, I have vodka. And he's like, you drink for celebrate? This is our armor we wear when good things happen. A little bejeweled spider outfit. Because he's like a little legged spider thingy.
Oh, creepy.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. But I think he's cute.
Yeah.
I think he's small.
Oh, okay.
Rolls around in a little ball.
Okay, cute.
Yeah.
Little pet.
So they have a little bit of humor in here, which I appreciated. Mm. You know what I mean? Because I have a hard time with fully, like, get it back to Earth. Like, how serious was Arrival? Like, bruh.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Oh,
one.
My God. It was, like, so, like.
Oh, wait.
I'm like, dude, just fuck the alien.
Yeah.
Amy Adams, like, I think in the uncut one, she fucked the alien.
There are some movies that do that, but it's right. not that kind. It's like horror.
Oh, yeah, totally. I would fuck E.T. Anywho. So when they both find out that they're about to save their planets, Rocky and the guy, the main guy, Dr. Ryland Grace, he bounces back and forth some more, Rocky, on my cock. What? No way. Dude, not remember this part. Like, what I liked about this one is that the alien and the guy fuck. Yeah. Oh, Rocky. Fuck, Rocky, no. Rocky, you're sucking out my soul.
For the audio shout-out.
Audio shout-out. Audio shout-out. Audio shout-out. I'm losing my mind. So Rocky's running around. Eryd, we live. Earth, we live. Everyone, live. He curls the claws of one hand into a ball and presses it against the wall. Fist me. I push my knuckles against his. It's fist bump, but yeah.
Oh.
Some funny, a little bit of a homoerotic humor. Maybe Rocky was like, yeah, I know, fist me. Yeah. No, maybe Rocky was seriously. Like, no, I don't want a fist bump, Dr. Ryland. I want you to fucking put... Anywho. There's my book review out of the week. There's my book review out of the week. I also read The Da Vinci Code, but it feels lame to talk about because it came out 80 years ago. I texted my dad. I'm like, did you hear about this? Because I was like, who here read The Da Vinci Code and what's true? But one Google was like, not none.
It's just like you came out of like a coffin.
Yeah.
Or the ground.
I'm like,
who's there? I'm alive.
I'm like, whoa, who was there? Who read it? Da Vinci Code. Okay, I'll give you a long story short. Although that shit was more like a thriller than what I thought. I thought Da Vinci Code was like a fucking Dune size book. Like,
yeah.
Like, I thought it was huge, but it's really one night thriller. Mm-hmm. Thriller, more of a thriller than really anything. Pretty much up my alley because you guys know I love a minute. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I could describe the Da Vinci Code in a minute.
Yeah, if you want.
All right. Michael, put some tunes. Da Vinci Code, minute. Okay.
Oh, wait, I'll set a timer.
Oh, yeah, we get minute to describe the Da Vinci Code. If I go over, I'll just end because no one needs to hear the Da Vinci Code longer than that. Okay. Ready, mm-hmm. set, go.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Whoa. 1 second. Oh, my God. Okay, go.
Bruh, wait. Oh! I was not ready. All right, add another minute. Okay. All right, Da Vinci Code. Let's set the stage. We're in Paris. We're in Paris. It's the night. I am a historian. I'm a historian. I'm from Harvard, and I'm here in Paris. I have a meeting with someone at the Louvre, the leader of the gallery. Okay. Oh, but all of a sudden, that guy is dead. What the hell? Wow. And the guy who died left some messages regarding his murder. And he brings a cryptographer in. Lo and behold, this cryptographer is the dead guy's granddaughter. Wow. So it's up to the cryptographer and the main guy from Harvard to figure out the death and why it's happening. And oh, then they accuse the American of killing this man because in his plans they were supposed to meet that night. So the whole book is about who killed my grandfather. And also... they uncover, man, I'm not doing a good job right now. I'm not doing a good job right now because
who killed him? Why?
Because
we're at a minute.
Fuck!
Guess you'll have to read it.
The whole thing was about the Holy Grail. The whole thing. Holy thing. The holy thing was about the Holy Grail, which I am, you know, I'm new to. I'm actually new to Catholic lore in terms of anything beyond just, you know, religious ed that we went to. And but I actually don't know anything about how it was formed. So I actually, it sparked an interest for me. I'll tell you that. But I was sus of all the things going on. There was stuff about how the Bible originated. And Mary Magdalene, you know, Jesus, who whore, but they said Mary Magdalene wasn't a whore. She was Jesus' best friend, and she held a lot of secrets, and they painted her as a whore so that it could be a patriarchal, state-run church.
I see.
And so that Jesus could be the only, they put, after Jesus died, they put him up as a son of God. But you know, I think like in actually he was just a guy.
He was just a mortal guy.
Just a guy.
Yeah.
But
and a friend.
This whole religion came from blah blah blah. So in the book, there's the church is competing with these little societies of the Catholic Church, like Opus Dei and the other one that the grandfather was in. And one side wants to unveil the Holy Grail because the Holy Grail unveils secrets of the Catholic Church, including like stuff about women, the feminine divine, how the church is trying to bury the feminine divine in terms of, you know, what God religion is offering.
So I guess if they uncovered that, would that mean that Mary Magdalene and Jesus would both be like
our gods? But they don't want it to be uncovered because these secrets would undermine thousands of years of teaching of the Catholic Church. That's what they're saying. They're saying the church wanted to hide it and other organizations wanted to unveil it and bring bring justice for Mary Magdalene. So, so the whole thing is like the grandfather was leaving little crypto messages because he was, you know, and there was a little bit of a juicy stuff. This little cult thing that the grandfather was in. Had like a live sex watching.
Surprise, surprise. At,
I know, literally, I'm like Hornball Dan Brown or whatever his name is, the author. Like, and of course, there was sexual, but it wasn't sexual. It was a masculine and feminine coming together, orgasming at the same time as God. I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah. You're literally going to sex parties. Yeah. But he's like justifying it for himself. He's like, oh no, at one point people had sex in front of each other, which I think is fine. Next. That was like the only raunchy part. Okay. But in the end, it turned out to be a thriller because it was like, big plot twist at the end. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Grail, I think, is like more of like an idea. The idea of you. The idea of, that's what they're saying. The Grail is like, goes like this, like pussy, like this.
And I think, I know the plot twist.
Yeah, that it was the guy they were with all along. The research. The
I thought
night.
The girl was like the son, the daughter of.
She's a granddaughter.
I know the granddaughter of like Jesus Christ or something.
She's the granddaughter of the guy who got murdered.
Okay.
Oh, what else is going on in the world? I am hearing that on Bumble, the girls don't have to message first anymore.
Yeah.
I'd like my money back. Dude, I was on Bumble for 2 weeks back in my aughts, my 20s.
My aughts.
I don't know what aughts means.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it was the worst time of my life. The problem with Bumble is sometimes they don't message back. I didn't realize what you guys go through. That's humiliating. being like, hey, love the... Hey, love the beagle in that second photo. Nothing. I'm like, ugh.
I feel like that's what the other Hinge was too.
You would message people?
You can. Or no, they have to... No, wait.
No, Bumble's like the only one where you have to message first.
The guy. Yeah.
The girl.
Right.
That's why I was so innovative.
Yeah.
But sounds like they're running out of money.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody can message now. You get a message. You get a message. Let's change everything.
Yeah.
I haven't been on the apps in years.
It's, I mean...
Cesspool, shithole.
Yeah, it's discouraging. It can be.
The apps piss me off because you shouldn't, like, in your pocket, you shouldn't have to be able to immediately access every other option.
Right.
That's like...
That's a weird way of
going on Uber Eats as you're eating the food.
Yeah.
That you just got on Uber Eats.
It's like a consumer. It's very
creepy to me. Yeah.
It's like consumer based.
Very creepy.
Capitalist.
Not capital. Very creepy. Speaking of capitalism, McDonald's is going down hill. They're saying that profits are low. First quarter where they reported bad returns. This is interesting to me. I don't really go to McDonald's a lot. It makes me feel bad about my body and it makes my skin hurt. Mm. So really, I will, you know, I'll fuck with a vanilla cone. I will give them that. If McDonald's stayed open, it was just soft serve.
And sometimes coffee.
Oh, coffee's good. Mm-hmm. I like their coffee. Do not 99 cents for this much.
Yeah.
Wow. What do I like at McDonald's? RIP McDonald's, if this is the beginning of the end. Although every kind of establishment turns themselves around. Mm-hmm. No one was going to Chipotle, and now there's a Chipotle everywhere I go.
Yep.
Starbucks is like insanely successful right now. Insanely. Mm-hmm. It's the only nice establishment in an airport. There's like no shitty Starbucks anymore.
Right.
They're all nice.
That's true.
And Taco Bell is getting its act together.
Mm.
I went a couple Fridays ago.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious food.
Delicious.
I don't want to jinx it, but
delicious.
I think they got a new chef. So, but McDonald's, I specifically in America, needs to amp it up.
Mm.
It is 1 out of 10 times that I eat the food and I'm like, damn, that burger's bussing. Mm. Oh, a lot of the time the bread is dry.
Mm.
The cheese is softened but cold. The patty is rug. It feels like a rug. Pickles are always good. The pickles, ketchup, mustard, onion combo is elite.
On the bun?
Yeah.
Like
don't get me wrong. That combo is always ready.
Yeah,
with the cheese always. Yeah. It's really the meat and the cheese and the bread. When I went to Australia, speaking of Aussie, Macca's there is what they call it.
Oh.
I had, that was the best food I had in Australia was a double cheeseburger
nice.
From McDonald's. The cheese was different color. It was a different color than any cheese I've seen in America.
Like
it was like
orangey?
Glowing. It was glowing. It had rays coming out of it. It was like, I opened the cheeseburger and it was like, oh, angels flew out from it.
Krusty Krab
pizza. And it was good. Me and Mark Smalls were like, damn. Because I got one thing to say about traveling abroad. The food isn't good. Especially if you're raised on coked out American food, where like our restaurants are like insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like our taste buds are like in Europe and Aussie, the food was a little bit off.
Mm.
Ketchup, all the ketchup was off.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah. The like Diet darker. Coke was weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Diet Coke tasted like Coke Zero. I came home from Australia. I chugged Diet Coke for like a week.
Yeah.
Water's weird. Mm. I think I'm just a xenophobe. I'm like, America. But I forgot what I was going to say. Cool. Oh, McDonald's. I fucks with all the frozen shit and the desserts, the chocolate chip cookies, the apple pies, flames.
Mm-hmm.
Flames are the flames. The problem is nobody's working, so everything sucks.
Oh, yeah.
And also, McDonald's prices aren't what they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be it. You get like 18 things for like $1.
No, they raised their prices. And
now you can go to McDonald's and get a cheeseburger fries, or they're saying you can just go to Chili's
because it's the same price. More variety.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people are getting like picky with what they want with their orders. And they're saying some of these fast casual places can offer more variety.
Right.
But I'm like, sometimes I don't want to be told, like, I don't have the energy to be like, you know, pick out all my stuff.
I rarely do substitutions.
And like, I feel
like, can I do tater tots instead? And they're like, we don't do substitutions. Yeah. I'm like, we're at Fridays.
I'm like, just give me the number one.
I like a Big Mac. I like a Big Mac. I'm going to go through the McDonald's items that I like. Raise your hand if you like a Big Mac. Play along with me. Raise your hand if you like a Big Mac. Raise your hand if you like McDonald's fries. Raise your hand if you like a McChicken. You don't like a McChicken? No. Oh, okay, no problem. Raise your hand if you like a double cheeseburger. McDouble. Yeah, me too. Raise your hand if you like McNuggets. You don't like McNuggets?
No.
So what do you like from McDonald's?
The burgers.
You like the burgers?
And the Filet-O-Fish.
Ew! Oh. Freak!
No,
you're a freak.
It's Pollock.
You're a freak. Okay. You know what? The Filet-O-Fish looks appetizing. It's so cute and like cartoony, like the little square.
Yeah, it's a little square in a circle.
But not my thing. Not my thing. I like the sauce. I guess so.
Tartare.
It's probably actually the most safe thing to get because it's probably a frozen filet thrown in the fryer.
And the McNuggets?
And I think it's just it would be like getting fish sticks.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I like the snack wraps.
I love the snack wraps.
Yeah.
They're so good.
They're so
They go down so easy. And there is nothing better than like American cheese shredded cheese in a tortilla.
It's with a little lettuce. I like the lettuce.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, this
is I'm like, how do I buy this lettuce? It's just like
McDonald's lettuce.
Love a snack wrap. I love a snack wrap. I love a Big Mac. And shout out, last but not least, Hot Fudge Sundae from McDonald's. Goes insane. Mm. Best of luck to them. I mean, every McDonald's that I go to is also really nice. They've revamped every single one of them. Maybe the reporting losses because they've revamped every one of them into like a fucking Norwegian jail.
Yeah.
Every McDonald's now is like
and
McDonald's.
It
used to be like, hey, McDonald's. And now they're like, McDonald. Like this, it's like a little box, little boxes.
Yeah. I think it's also they also raise the wage there. So
yeah.
They pay well. I think there's just less jobs.
Yeah.
So because they probably cut jobs because of AI.
Yeah. So we don't know what we're looking at. So can everyone take a little step back before they post massive headlines making everyone freak out? But I will say this. What if we do a segment called Run Bit By You? Mm-hmm. All right. This is a segment where I run a bit by my producers and see if it's worthy of entering my stand-up. This is a 20-second bit.
Okay.
All right. I have a Theragun. Do you guys know what that is?
Yes.
It's a cannon in a handheld. It's a little triangle. Jackhammers into your... It's loud, too. And I think my neighbors can hear me using it. and I will use it for a long time. Like, as long as I watch TV, I'm on the Theragun. And sometimes it's 5 hours where I'm like, oh! And the vibrator's like, zzz, and I'm like, oh! And I feel like my neighbors are like, is she ever going to come? That's the bit.
My grandma called it.
That's the bit so far.
That's great.
But I feel there's more to come. Oh!
That's it.
Hey, do you ever get your mind blown?
Hey.
In the classroom.
My grandma called it that one. She's like, I was like, oh, yeah, I have a knot in my back.
Yeah.
She's like, go
get the vibrator.
Yeah. I was like,
oh. Hilarious. Go get my vibrator. It's in my top drawer. It's black. Anywho, that was Run Bit By You. Hey, what if we do a little segment called On This Day? Mm-hmm. No one has commented if they like this segment, so it might just be a circle jerk for Maddie, but...
No, it's kind of
This
funny.
Is a little segment where Caroline pops a beat on. She tells me what happened on this day in history, which would be what? May 8th?
May 8th.
And we make a little song about it.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm introducing everything. Why am I turning into Jimmy Fallon right now? He used to be so cool. He's sold out. As a podcaster? Well, ever since like Bunsen Burner started like sponsoring us.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I have to do an ad read for those cock rings.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll remind you. Okay. After this, we can do it.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a beat on.
Oh my God, Caroline and I, the funniest thing. This is not the funniest thing, but. Ain't the funniest thing. Sometimes I forget that like I have an agent and a manager who can help me with stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm losing my voice. Mm-hmm. And finally, my manager was like, let me hook you up with a vocal coach. You can talk about how to use your voice better. I'm like, after 8 months of me. And then I was like, oh, wow, you can help with stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Or you probably have connects in general.
Duh.
So I've been talking about my deviated septum. Mm-hmm. If you guys can tell, mm-hmm. it's wrong. Okay. I don't know when it happened. I think it happened in high school when I was playing soccer. Because I've always looked a little bit off.
Have you broken your nose before?
No, but I have. Remember, like, hitting it with a ball and I'm being like, ow. Oh. And the nerve went up, like, into my gums.
Ooh.
And I don't remember it looking any different than it does.
Yeah, I just
never knew it was a problem until I started taking photos of it and realizing. Because in the mirror, I'm like, yeah, it's my nose. Yeah. And then you see photos and you're like, what the fuck? I have one side is like a Coke nose, and I really don't do Coke. No, I don't. I've done it literally twice. Can you believe that? No. Anyway, so I asked my manager. I was like, "Hey, I got a deviated septum. You know any plastic surgeons who can give me a little septoplasty?" I did like one Google search of septoplasty. I was like, "Nah, not dealing with that." Mm-hmm. Someone else. I was like, "My manager should take care of this. I'm a visual. Okay. I'm on camera."
Yeah.
Okay. And it's harmful to my audience. And also, I can't breathe. Just kidding. I breathe great. But I just want it fixed because it kind of annoys me.
Well, if it hurts you too.
I'll be like, I always have nose problems. And like, how is it good that when I breathe in, my nostril goes like,
yeah,
that's how is that good? My nose should not be collapsing.
That's how you know.
Yeah. It's like a that's test. How you know. Yeah.
That's how you know.
So I was like, hey, you know any plastic surgeons? He's like, funny you should say that. My stepfather-in-law is the chair of plastic surgery, blah, blah, blah. And guess what? They just hit me up and asked if a comedian would do a roast video for a leaving chair of American and Plastic. I'm saying too much, but. And then my manager was like, and then in the, you know, longer term, maybe that becomes a relationship. I don't want a relationship. I want the job done. So yesterday we had to make a roast video for this woman who was leaving this chair position of American Plastic Surgery. And I had to be like, oh, hey, she's Canadian. That's funny because when the reviews of her surgeries are, murdering. Took us 90 seconds to make. I'm like, oh. Anyway, these are the things we do. I said, you get paid in loonies and toonies because you're a joke. Just like the Looney Tunes, a piano is about to land on your career. What'd I say? Oh, your husband plays golf, so you're both aiming for subpar.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, top of my head. You guys sound like JoJo Siwa. Literally, top of my head. It was pretty easy, though. Anyway, let's do a little on this day.
Okay. So, on this day, May 8th, World War II in Europe ended. So.
Really?
Let's see.
Wait, is that D-Day or no?
No.
Oh.
Is this too mellow?
That was perfect. The war is over. The war is over. I'm going home to kiss my lover, my wife. Oh, I miss her. I cannot wait to kiss her. Honey, I'm home from the war. Who's that? Who is that? Who is that man?
No, he's no one.
Who is that? He's no one. He has flat feet. Next.
Okay.
May 8th, the war is over. Man, I'm so glad I didn't live through World War II.
Okay.
I would have had to be growing them victory gardens. I'm like, not much this week. My cucumbers are rotting.
Okay. A month after Paul McCartney announced that he had left the Beatles, the British rock group released Let It Be, their last original studio album to hit the record shop.
With all four?
Yeah, I think so.
He was, And it, hey. When I find myself in trouble, hey, Mother Mary Magdalene, a whore, comes to me. She be speaking words of wisdom. She be saying, let it be, let it be, let it be. Let it be, yo. Let it be. Let it be. Yo. We running through the streets. Gotta let it be. Cause when you with me, skeet, skeet, yo. John Paul, Ringo, George. Hanging out, they're gorged. Let it be, let it be, let it be, y'all. Don't be like me, just let it be, y'all. I've been thinking too much, I've been thinking with my head, and now I'm almost dead, so Just let it be, let it be, let it be. Hey, let's keep it moving. Let it be, let it okay. When I let with y'all. That album was called Let It Be.
Yeah.
What other songs were on it?
I can't. I don't know off the top of my head.
Oh,
maybe.
Could you check your computer?
Yeah, I could. I was just thinking that actually.
Once an episode, we remember that Caroline has a computer. I'm like, what day was that? I'm like, what time is it? Caroline's like, I don't know.
Dig a pony. Across the universe, etc.
Across the universe, son.
Okay.
Across the universe, son is Project Hail Mary in the house. We with Andy Weiner and we out about. So I'm Oprah, sing it loud. Everyone read this book right now. Now I'm sponsored by him. Collab. What else happened?
American pharmacist John S. Pemberton developed Coca-Cola, a drink he originally billed as a cure-all tonic.
I feeling sick, drink a Coca-Cola. Feeling down, drink a Coca-Cola. Feeling bad, drink a Coca-Cola. Feeling sad, drink a Coca-Cola. I love this beat. Okay, so he made Coca-Cola, and then he made the soda. A pharmacist made that. That's interesting. Unhealthy king, go off. Mix it here. Oh, mix it here. Mix it there. Not sweet enough. Too sweet. I'll never figure it out. Wait. I have cocaine. Put it in there. Change the game.
Now we're cooking.
Hi-ya! Hi-ya! I love this beat. Save this for later.
Okay. Should I give you another one?
Hey. Summertime in Astoria. We get in Greek and we have fun. Hookah. Going out and getting a lap. Nah. This song reminds me of my neighborhood. Like every car will just play beats like this, like so loud in front of like Mimosa Lounge. Just, I'm like, there's the locals. Like, tight t-shirt, Greeks. Not in a bad way.
No, it's great.
Aviator glasses. Like a fade.
Yeah.
Hey, coming in, honey, come in. And summer in Astoria is like, oh, sidewalks are bustling.
The cafes, yeah.
I like it.
It's a good vibe.
I almost said I actually like it. Like, I actually like it. Shut up, bitch. You're fucking. I've literally been a one bedroom rent stabilized apartment at the size that should be for a family. Like, yeah. I'm such a bitch.
Listen.
I got lucky. Mm-hmm. What else happened on this day?
In 1877, the first Westminster Kennel Club dog show began. The first Westminster Kennel Club dog show began and attracted large crowds for over 4 days. It is the oldest continuously running sport in the United States, second only to the Kentucky Derby.
I'm a bad dog and I know what's up. I'm about to show up and get first place in this little club, the Westminster. That's crazy. They're like, my dog's better than yours. Nah. My dog's better than yours. All right. Let's have a show. Showdown of the dogs. Yours is cute, but mine's a hog. In a good way, working dog. Yours is just showing off. A little peacock. Cocker spaniel. Useless. Manual. This dog is meant to work. I did ride over here. Hey. Uh-oh. He's coming near. It's a mutt. Steer clear. Can somebody get this mutt out of here? Purebreds only. Hey. Murdering. Next topic.
In 1737, English historian Edward Gibbon, who was best known for the book The History of the Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, was born in Putney, Surrey.
Snooze fest. One thing that doesn't interest me is the Roman Empire. Sue me, okay? That shit is not my jam. It's very wordy. Okay, and I only have so many days on this earth. Roman Empire. Hey, but I will say that guy has no idea. His book is now a tweet meme. My Roman Empire is Sex and the City. Everyone on the internet, this is my Roman Empire. That guy's rolling in his grave.
Yeah.
He spent his whole life writing that. Shut up, fuckwad. You guys dig up my social media. There's like 12 tweets from me that's like, the Kardashian, or Jason's Kardashians are my Roman Empire.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if they were like overrated back in their day.
Who? The Romans?
Yeah. Sorry, I was finding another beat as well. Do you want to do another one?
One more.
Okay, largely due to the efforts of Joan of Arc, English troops ended their siege of the French city of Orleans, which was the military turning point of the Hundred Years' War between France and England. And this was in 1429.
It was the end?
Yeah.
End?
It was a turning point, yeah.
What is this mess that you've laid here? I cut my tits off for this! My dear! There's turmoil in the streets! Fires everywhere. Oh boy, and I have no tits. What? This sucks. It's a lose. I have no tits. What? Joan of Arc after the war, like every time you hang out with her, she's like, yeah, you know, I cut my tits off for this, so don't fucking complain.
But she did. It was because of her.
I know. What do you mean?
It was because of her efforts that the English retreated. So I guess they were for good cause.
I know, but like she's saying, like after that, like if anyone complains, like seriously,
yeah, oh yeah, like do I? Have
Hello,
to remind you?
Like I look like a dude. Like I, no one wants to fuck me.
Maybe she was trans.
Caroline, you don't know that.
I don't know that.
Joan of Arc over here.
Sorry.
What are you, why are you talking about someone else's sexuality on a public platform?
I don't know.
Do you think Joan would want you to do that?
Listen, I'm doing the work. I'm already doing the work.
Do you think she's queer baiting?
Who?
Joan of Arc.
Maybe. Maybe she did.
She's like, I'm straight. God. Yeah, so was Rosie the Riveter. You know that bitch was gnawing on clam. I'm having fun. Are you guys having fun?
Yes.
I want to tell a funny story.
Okay.
That was a fun on this day.
Yes.
That was a good one. Last time it was like it two was, things.
Yeah, I know. And then I said something mean about the conflict going on in the Middle East.
Oh yeah. Caroline called Israel boring.
I was like, no, it's just nothing new. It's just the same awful stories.
It's hilarious.
And
she thought she was going to get canceled. No one cares about anything.
No one even knows.
Look at this. I'm aged out of the industry. We are all good. You can really say anything, you know, like. Anywho.
Yeah, anywho.
I was going to tell you guys, my friend is obsessed with Dua Lipa. I have a friend, Dina. She's obsessed with Dua Lipa. Dina is... I don't know the difference. Albanian, Serbian. I know the Albanians don't like the Serbians and vice versa. Correct?
Yeah.
Can someone confirm that? I get confused about the Balkans. We should have had her on to talk about this. But she's also not a comedian and has a job. So that would not work out. This is how you get fired. Hey, who wants to get fired? Come on my podcast. Dina's on this, like, and you guys, everyone here knows Dua Lipa. If you don't, her songs.
God,
one kiss
know.
Is all it takes. Power should be lifted. Physical. Let's kick you out of my mind. What else? And at perfect time. Hit me.
You guys didn't help me. I was having a stroke. You thought I was just singing the song? What the hell? Okay, so are you getting annoyed how long I'm going?
No, I'm just keeping track of time.
Oh, okay, 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 okay. Okay, I...
Dua Lipa.
Okay, are you guys getting annoyed with me?
No.
Are we having fun? Okay.
Yes, I'm just keeping
you. Shut up, stop yelling at me! Dina is a huge fan of Dua Lipa, and Dua Lipa has this little text thing that makes fans think that they're like texting Dua Lipa, but it's just like a bot, and it's like, hi, come meet me at my album review party. Join me for my album party. It's streaming on VH1 tonight. Like, yeah. Okay. Dua told me to do it. Like, win. So Dua Lipa is in town these 2 weeks because she has a new album out called Radical Optimism.
Great.
The pop stars always go like, hey, happy. Yeah. Oh, bitch.
Yeah.
Wait, that was so rude. So they text Dina and they're like, join me tomorrow morning for a conversation with Drew Barrymore at blah, 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 public high school in New York City. Dina's like, someone come with me. Mm-hmm. The only two other friends are out of town. Dina is a good friend. She watches my cat a lot. And she helped me when I was freezing my eggs. And what's the worst that can happen? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you the worst that can happen. We get locked in the school for 4 fucking hours and I'm starving. And Drew Barrymore interviewed Dua Lipa and she was insanely annoying. And I'm really like, they're just doing their job. They're just trying to be. Yeah. No, Drew Barrymore.
It was more than that.
If you looked at a text, if you looked at the interview between Dua Lipa and Drew Barrymore and Drew Barrymore was the one texting, it would be all blue. Mm. All blue. And there would be one like, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Or one like liked your message. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was all Drew Barrymore being like, and something I like, really, really wanted to ask you was you like inspire me so much.
Oh my God.
I'm fascinated by your level of independence and you're so smart.
Oh my God.
And then Dua Lipa would be like, yeah, it's, thank you. And then you'd be like, part of why I sort of got into this, Dua, and then we talk about herself more.
Oh my God.
And to the point where Dina, my friend who's obsessed with Dua Lipa, was like, let's leave.
Wow.
She left early.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So fuck that. It was like a conversation between Drew Barrymore and Dua Lipa, which is probably going to be put out. Hopefully they don't show me in the audience being like yawning. I've never been to anything like that, though.
Yeah, it's weird. It's kind of weird.
It was super weird. They gave us bandanas for her album.
Oh, my gosh.
And Dua Lipa water.
Dua Lipa water?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And it was filmed at a school?
Yeah.
Really?
Because I guess New York City is now funding grants for young women artists.
Oh. Yeah. I did not know.
Could have used that yesterday, but no problem. I ran up my credit to buy a couch that looks like lips.
Dua Lipa.
Anyway, let's do a FIPA. FIPA? Do a FIPA? Do a FUPA? This is our Fucked Up People Anonymous hotline. Thank you for calling the FUPA hotline. How can I help you?
All right, so my name is...
Bro, it's anonymous!
Solar installs for Elon at his house. Tesla. Now I'm just doing it around Kansas. Today we did a solar install here in Kansas City. And I took a big old poop in the guy's bunker. He's building a bunker.
Oh my God.
That if something happens where we get destroyed, then he'd be safe, I guess. But he doesn't know one of his boxes that he has all his food in. I took a poop in there, and that way, whenever he opens it, if anything does happen, then he's gonna get a surprise. Okay, just wanted to let you know that.
Okay, bye. What happens if he wants space in the bunker? There's poop in there. Mm-hmm. This guy.
And he pooped it in a box, I think. He said.
Why would you do that?
Maybe he's
I've heard a lot of fucked up confessions in my time as a podcaster. 9 episodes. That's inappropriate.
Mm.
Why would you do that to someone's bunker?
Maybe he had something against the guy.
No, he has a fecal kink.
Is that what he said?
He has a fecal kink.
No, that's what I'm getting.
Oh, yeah.
That's,
yeah, yeah. To do it in a bunk.
Sound like he had anything against him.
At first,
he has a fecal kink.
I thought he was like in the bunker that there was a bathroom and like maybe he just pooped
right,
in the
bathroom. Right, he pooped in the bathroom.
No, he pooped in a box.
Yeah. And left it in there.
Ew.
And I think the guy is going to find it soon. He's going to go back to his bunker.
It's going
to
be fresh.
Yeah, because when guys build bunkers, they go in like every day.
Yeah, and they
bunker means
check
like
out.
Man cave away yeah. from my wife.
Right.
They're like, we don't need anything here. I'm just like, all right. If my husband did that, I'd be like, bye.
Yeah.
Don't come back.
Go down your hole.
Tell me. Yeah. Fucking mole rat.
Go down the hole.
For guys like being like, look, we just got us.
Yeah.
We so don't need anyone else.
So controlling.
I'm like, okay. Well, FYI, I like snacks and Fiji water. So I'm out of here in an hour. This was fun, but if you come back, let me know so I'll make dinner for two. Otherwise, enjoy your fucking spam, freak. And don't do bunker, guys.
Yeah. It's probably an older guy.
Yeah.
They like to be scared.
That's an activity guys do together.
Yeah.
Guys talk, and then at the conclusion of their conversation, they're like, all right, well, we'll talk about that bunker. Girls are like, yeah, I'll text you. Guys are like, you want to do that, though? You want to build that bomb shelter? Yeah, dude, I'll come over next week.
Freaks. You want to do another one?
You're calling the FUBA hotline. How can I help you?
All right, Maddie. So hey. I need some opinions. Am I in the wrong here? So I'm a part of a Greek organization. I'm not going to say which one, but it is a part of the Divine Nine. So I'm trying to make a long story as short as possible. One of my sorority sisters, we were really cool, really close. And we shared a lot with each other, mainly about how we were some nasty-ass hoes, you know, in our sex cabades. Mm-hmm. So on two occasions, she pretty much brought me into a room with her and a guy friend, right, mm-hmm. to do some nasty shit. Now, for one, I have never had a threesome in my life, so I had no idea what was going on, what to expect.
Right.
The first time, I pretended like I was asleep the whole time because, like I said, I've never had a threesome. I had no idea what was going on. I didn't know what to do. Pretending like I was asleep, fun. A few months later, it happens again.
Mm-hmm.
And
now
this time, you know, I'm awake. So he's sitting next to me, kissing on me, and she between my legs, and he's playing with my pussy through my panties. Let me just say it like that. It was a lot going on.
Yes.
My senses were in overload, and I get a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
So I get up and I rush into the bathroom to answer the phone call to give me a moment to collect my nerves. And when I come out, you know, they're in the bed asleep and she crying. I guess the period started. So we were drunk and she was emotional. So boom, I get on the couch, go to sleep. Now the guy in this scenario will constantly hit me up, you know, talking sweet shit, trying to pull up on me. And so I asked him, I said, is, I'm going to say Lisa, just mm-hmm. for anonymous purposes. I said, is Lisa, does Lisa know you hitting me up? He say, Lisa cool with it. In my mind, I'm like, Lisa is cool with it because hell, Lisa brought me to y'all love triangle twice mm-hmm. and now trying to have a threesome with me. And in my mind, I ain't never had no threesome. I ain't never been with no female, and I ain't never fucked this dude. So, hell, let me fuck him so I can be comfortable. And next time we end up in this little situation again, you know, I might go through with it fully.
Mm-hmm.
So, bim, bam, boom, me and the dude, we fucked.
Oh.
And so it got back to her that it happened. And when I found out she was upset, I talked to her. I said, let's meet up for drinks. Well, Lisa, I didn't know you was mad. I was told you was cool with it. And I'm like, every time we almost had this situation, you never had a conversation with me. So I don't know what I was supposed to think about the situation, but I was told you was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so now Lisa don't talk to me no more. And Lisa done turned all of my other sorority sisters against me behind this. But I'm like, I guarantee you, Lisa.
It cuts off. I think it's her 3-minute
cut. I guarantee you, yeah. Lisa. Okay, we got enough info.
Mm-hmm.
We got enough info. Now she's dealing with Lisa Left Eye Lopez. And Lisa is taking her left eye and saying, don't fuck with her because she fucked my man.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was trying to fuck, she was touching up with your panties.
Mm-hmm.
So now our girl is in confusing territory.
Mm.
And the whole sorority is against her.
Mm.
We don't want that because it sounds like she's in it.
Mm.
And she has a lot of friends in it. The main demon is the guy. Mm. The main demon is the guy.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah. And the girl was like crying.
Yeah,
like,
why was she probably crying?
Like, a little, like, maybe he'd said something mean. Or I don't know.
Yeah, he probably said something mean.
Yeah. Or like, I don't know. And then also I couldn't hear what she said. What did she say? Like, I'm part of the divine.
I think it's some sort of adult.
Oh, I see. I see. I see.
I don't know.
I thought it was college at first, and I was like,
no, it's like an older.
I see.
Sort like, you know, like how they have the Masons or whatever.
Oh, I see. I see.
But not like.
I see.
I think it's just people's way of getting together.
And they all probably fuck each other anyway.
Yeah. That's hard because when she turns everyone, mm-hmm. like, you know, that bitch is like.
Find a new chapter.
And she's more or less likely to accept the apology because then she has to be like, no, we cool now to all the people she turned on her.
Yeah.
So it's almost like just jet out of town.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ryan, what do you say?
The first time that she said she had the threesome, she was asleep in the room?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's
they fucked in the room next to her.
Yeah.
And the second time they were touching on her.
Yeah.
Boundaries have been broken.
They were broken the first time.
Yeah.
So
I would say
communication was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. She should have been out then.
And the dude is also a problem.
Yeah. When they had sex in the room with her, I would have been like,
Yeah.
What's going on here?
He probably wanted to do it.
Yeah.
The dude is sus.
Maybe he was like, maybe when she went to the bathroom, he was like, let's wait till she gets back. Mm. And she was like, the fuck?
Yeah.
And maybe the dude is her. The problem here.
Maybe he like, I don't know.
She should tell him off.
And like, maybe if it's all casual, it's okay. But it seems like it's not.
We don't know.
Maybe she likes him. Maybe Lisa Left Eye likes
the boyfriend guy. Yeah.
It's her boyfriend, right? Or no, did she never said that?
But they're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting. I think he took the potential of the threesome too far and tried to fuck this girl alone. Didn't get permission. Mm-hmm. Threesomes were okay when they were drunk. Mm-hmm. But then this guy fucking followed his dick, messaged the girl.
Yeah.
And was like, yeah, she cool with it. And she obviously wasn't.
Yeah.
Because they only had like, if you only have like a threesome almost every 3 months, that's not close enough to be like, yeah, we're fucking now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I would say maybe I would have been like, yo, Lisa, you cool with this? But then that's awkward too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I also just don't fuck similar. Like, I don't like share water with what's the word? Second helpings,
leftovers.
Yeah, because now she has no friends, so that dick better been good.
Yeah,
that one dick better been good.
Yeah,
if anything, get rid of this guy and then go out and fuck a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
And I would also just let it sit for a second. Because everyone's feelings are a little bit hurt. Mm-hmm. But also, listen to this. If this guy acted like that with you, he's going to do it to her in 500 million different ways.
Yeah.
And everyone's going to realize you're a cool person, ultimately. So just keep doing your thing. Let it blow over a little bit. Most adults don't shun someone out forever.
Yeah.
Although sororities, I don't know. Different kind of hierarchy there.
Yeah.
But most people, if you just let it blow over and that guy proves that he's the common... I usually just let people prove that they're the troublemaker. And once you remove him, oh, look, everyone's friends again.
I know, but it takes people a long time to figure that out.
I know.
I'm like,
I know. And you just sit here and wait. Mm-hmm. I go, I'll wait.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think that's our pod. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We'll see you next week.